Hello and welcome to Hyperspace Hangout, a Star Wars podcast. I'm Matt.
And I am Ez, and friends, we are back with a massive episode for you guys today.
What a ride these past 24 hours have been.
Ez, you've been on a real ride.
Man, I've been on a roller coaster, man. Like, let me tell you. So, my God, like, where to even begin, right? So, it's like yesterday, like, opening day for Star Wars Celebration was bigger than I thought it would be, to say the least. Because normally, Thursday, we don't really get a ton of stuff, but it was just, like, every time you felt like, oh, hey, it's over.
Right.
Like, okay, like, looks like they're winding down, whatever. Then Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen come out. And what is going on?
Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, whatever. Ez and I are getting ready. Ez is like, I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to get up. I'm going to be up there for 3 a.m. when the thing comes out. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll stay up.
Right.
Because I went and saw Top Gun, which, by the way, because I talked about it yesterday, was awesome.
Oh yeah.
And I encourage everybody to go see on a big screen because that's where it's meant to be watched. Apps, I love that movie. It deserves all of the 99 it's getting on Rotten Tomatoes. Love it. Ez and I'll do a big breakdown of that on our other podcast, the Matt and Ez Show, this weekend after he sees it. But it was amazing. It was absolutely awesome. So I went and saw Top Gun. I went at 7 and I came home, and you know, by the time you're done, it's like 9:20, whatever, get home. I was like, okay, well, I popped on TikTok just to do a quick review, which like 3 people watch, which I knew, but that was fine. I just had to do it, posted on YouTube, just like a short.
Right.
So then I'm like, you know, brush my teeth, get ready for bed. I'm laying down in bed and I'm like, okay, sweet. Well, like, let me just see what's going on. And like everyone on Twitter is talking about the Obi-Wan show. And I'm like, wait, what?
I was sound
asleep. And they released it earlier. And I was like, Ez is asleep right now. Like,
yeah, I went to bed.
I almost got back up and went and watched it, but I was like, I'll be dead like tomorrow.
Right. It's crazy. I can't believe that. And I should have known. I sound like Anakin right there. I should have known the Jedi were evil. But like, dude, the point where, you know, like, cause it's Celebration. I'm like, how are they going to let these people watch this thing at like midnight and then be dead for Celebration in the morning? I thought, okay, as a gift, they're going to like let them line up, because I did see they were lining up and getting ready for, like, you know, to go in and watch it as a group together, which is a really cool experience. It's awesome. But then they said, no, if you're just in your hotel and you didn't get in, I think that's really why they did it. I think they just said, no, these folks are here. Let them watch it early so they can get up in the morning and come back to Celebration and not be dead tired. You know, like,
yeah, yes,
I should have thought of that, but I really didn't think they were going to do that. So it was like 9 o'clock or something, or 10 or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I came home and I was like, oh man, do I stay up? Do I just get early to try and sort of like catch it? You know, like what do I do here? What's the best way to go about this? So ultimately I just sort of decided, okay, well, I'm just gonna go to sleep and just get it, watch it in the morning. And I did. And now we can talk about it. So you got up at 3, you were up at 2 a.m. and watched the first episode. You did a review.
Yeah. So I did the one, it's kind of like a click through, a quick rundown or whatever. I got episode 2 coming up right when we're done recording. Just was going through. I mean, I kind of like lost my mojo. I get up and I'm like, oh my God, everyone's seen it. I felt behind because I was like, God dang it. You know,
it's almost a little disappointing.
Yeah. Which is fine. I kind of had to temper that and to say, just enjoy it, because I did enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we'll get to that here in a second. So got that out, and then I watched it at probably 2:30. I guess I started watching it because I realized I saw everyone was live watching it. Did my quick review on it, and then knew we'd be talking about it here today, and was just sort of like, all right, let's go. I mean, I watched it at least 3 times. This was my 3rd watch. Just right before we started, I kind of watched it again just for more Easter eggs and just to kind of get the feel, the music, you know, all of it. Man, yeah.
Let me get the negatives out of the way first.
Go ahead.
I have one negative with both episodes of Kenobi, and it's something we've talked about for the past couple weeks. Even though this looks, you can tell this feels like a bigger budget Disney Plus show. Mm-hmm. And it's like the quality of it feels astounding.
Right.
I still think I'm on my point about, I feel like this is a missed opportunity to just make some like mega movie. Cause I just think, just in watching it now, now that I've seen it, like even though we read the leaks and we kind of have a general idea about what this is going to be,
right?
Seeing it in action,
yeah,
it's actually exceeding what my expectations
me too. Were. Me, I want to talk about all that because I was very cautious going into it. Like, okay, I'm going to try. I actually was almost like, maybe I need to conjure some optimism, or which sounds crazy, but we had read some leaks and we were kind of like, I don't know, man, it blew me away.
The leaks are 100% correct though.
100% correct, which is fine. We're 100%. Not gonna, yeah, 100%.
Credit we're not gonna, to them. They were on it.
They were on it. Now we're not going to pass those along because I want folks to enjoy the ride, because the way they're presenting this to you is very good. I really, really like it. But to your point about the movie, I want to mention, I think they, you know, with the movie aspect, it's like, I think they were still kind of nervous with this whole, like, are people still going to the theaters? You know, or is that still, you know, that kind of thing. And clearly with Top Gun and Batman and people have gone, and it's
Spider-Man and everything.
We're back. Yeah. Exactly. We're back to doing it. I think they,
but when committed. You're filming it.
Yeah. 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 They had already,
when you start the production of it in 2021.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had already. Yeah. So I do. That is the one thing I will give them.
I bet they would have done it differently, right? I mean, I bet had they seen the return back to the theater, because this is one of those theater box off hitters. I mean, like, right. Kenobi's name alone carries the weight to kind of do that. Whether you like it or not, people are going to go well, in
you,
purely
I mean,
for the
Ewan
love
McGregor,
of this
character. Ewan McGregor is yeah. Like, I mean, you know, if you, like, you know, I guess I don't know. I was about to say, like, maybe Mandalorian. Like, Pedro Pascal is a big actor.
Yeah.
And he's been in big movies. And he's getting more sort of movie roles. But I do think on the scale of things, like, you know, Ewan McGregor carries more weight
as a
movie star than Pedro Pascal does.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, all right, we're going to be talking about, there's also celebration news. There's a lot of stuff. It's like, literally, the live stream is going on right
this
now.
Gonna be, there's going to be a lot. Yeah,
this, yeah, this, I can this, have it pulled up simultaneously. It's a bit crazy. So you wanted to start kind of with our Kenobi 1 and 2 and then get to the news after, or you want to do some of
that? Yeah, and I think we can just sort of do it as one thing. So let me what did I like? What necessarily didn't I like as we like try to hyper pick this thing apart, which is in the bigger view of Star Wars, I suppose. The biggest thing is that it just, this felt more of a natural feel, even with new characters.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because it's told to us immediately from the lens of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
Than even the sequels did.
Yeah.
Because the sequels are told to us through like Rey, Finn, and Poe, and then like Han Solo and Leia, and then Luke are there.
Secondary.
But it's not like, yeah, it's not told to you from their sort of perspective. Right. So this just felt incredibly sort of natural to jump in. It wasn't as dark as I sort of thought.
Yeah, you mean for Obi-Wan, kind of like,
yeah,
what he's dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be a little more like sort of hard. I mean, yeah, he's living this life or whatever. I really thought they were going to play out, especially because we had read the leaks about the other Jedi that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, yeah. The leaks made it seem like he was going to be in a lot more episodes, and that was going to be like a lot more drawn out.
Right, 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 right.
That wasn't the case. Seeing Jimmy Smith back as Bail Organa
is awesome.
Great. The girl who's playing Leia, well, you know what? I'll just, first of all, I think she's awful because she can't I'm not reimagining, you know, it doesn't recapture the spirit of the original. Okay. She just can't recapture.
Oh my God. For a second,
look how stupid that argument is.
I know.
Kathleen Kennedy. Look how fucking dumb it is.
Matt, okay, so this little girl's name, Vivian Lyra Blair. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Look her up, Vivian Lyra Blair. I think she stole the freaking show. I love right. it. I literally felt the heart. It's so hard to act right. Like I've read some you was talking about with younger actors that can be kind of tough or whatever and stuff. Having Ewan is 100% what is making and killing this. Like, we know him. We get him. His vibe is there. His calm demeanor, the Obi-Wan voice is there and everything. And just, you know, when he's talking to her, it's wonderful, man. So
I did like, I got a comment here from Gamer Boy saying, and then I got another one. I'll pull back up here, but the little Order 66 scene at the beginning, I thought was like, I mean, it's obviously you don't Absolutely. Hate to see it, but
yeah,
but it was cool to get just another sort of perspective of it and sort of remind people,
yeah, what was going on.
What was going on? The talk with Owen, with Uncle Owen, I thought was good and sort of like the Jedi. I will say I'm not a super big fan of Reva so far. Not necessarily that because like, oh, she's a villain and you shouldn't dislike villains. I don't know. Something just doesn't feel a little like forced
right
to me.
Yeah.
Like it feels like we need to like a villain and we need it right here. Like, and it's like, and you got a comment here too. And I think this is most of the criticism that I've been seeing on Twitter pretty much coincides with this. So a comment here from Master Banks. The problem with Reva is introducing a character that knows too much and does too much. Knowing who Anakin is, which can be justified with, you know, the Jedi Temple, but her sort of slicing and dicing and being impulsive. Yeah. It just, yeah, another comment here. Reva overdoing the flips and force using, pretty over the top. Yeah, that's really kind of like my one criticism so far, but I'm not super. She's almost like way too aggressive. Like the Sith are still supposed to be sort of calculated smart.
Right, right.
And this just feels, I don't know. I'm not feeling it yet.
Right. I read some reviews where people are talking like, we totally understand what they want us to get here is that this is a super baddie. They're trying, again, I always try to, like, you know, you and I are a little bit older and thinking about this, like for kids, they're really, I mean, they did the whole kind of intro, the recap 1, 2, and 3,
right.
Order 66. They throwing Leia in there is also huge for kids to bring them to this series. But then with Reva, I guess,
right.
Saying wrong, they really push her strong, you know, as a villain. And, but see, this point for Master Banks, what is she does know something they want us to care about that character if for some sort of redemption arc in some way. So something's going to be revealed. I don't know what it's going to be, but obviously we have to kind of, that's the whole point, but there has to be some reason for us to even care about that character. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. I will say though, you know, it's like when they introduced Moff Gideon sort of in like one episode really.
Right.
And I felt like he felt more dangerous than she does. And and she's like a Sith force user. But I think it's because she's already in fighting with the other Inquisitors. And you just sort of know that the other Inquisitors are going to wreck her. And this is obviously spoiler territory. But then she stabs the Grand Inquisitor. And I was like,
that's stupid.
Why would, like, that was the dumbest thing I've like.
So the big tag, and I want to see what people think. You know, we got a couple of folks in here on our live stream. The big discussion out there is like the ending explained, you know, what really happened there, because the Grand Inquisitor, correct me if I'm wrong, he is in Rebels season one. So
unless it's a different guy, because remember how everyone's complaining about the way he looks with his head and everything,
I think
he's still alive.
I think he's still alive too. I think
he's going to come back and get revenge.
Yeah. Jeremy, he's not dead. Yeah. Yeah. Which is fine. And so, I think that's, people are just kind of like, wait a second, that doesn't make, you know, that's one of those stoppers where everyone's discussing and we're all like, okay, you know, we're all on the same page here, right? Like, he's still alive, you know, because that's going to be a problem for her, which is good. You know, that is the thing that actually helps build a little bit more tension and stuff. I was actually okay with the infighting, and she's scum, she's lower, she's not really maybe a Jedi who converted, or a Jedi temple guard or something who converted. Seems like they found her and she was like just a street rat, you know what I mean? And they then said, all right, yeah, she's got the talent though, so let's bring her in. And she doesn't have the same standing. Her standing is only because of her power, whereas the rest of them had maybe more formal training, were once Jedi, as Obi-Wan says. So
yeah,
I kind of get that. I think you've got to, in the next couple episodes, and they're probably going to do this, give it, why does she know so much? Why is she so obsessed with Kenobi? Is it simply a power grab? Does she know more? Is she closer to Anakin then we realize is he, since he's the since Vader's the head of that inquisitorial unit, is he kind of, you know, pitting them against one another and giving her a little bit of a tidbit, you know, kind of like just like Palpatine would want to maybe you train somebody else in secret and you're always wanting them competing and fighting amongst themselves.
I'm looking at comments on Twitter to see what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
There's definitely a back and forth, really. Not necessarily mixed. I would say probably like 80-20. But the 20 is pretty. But then again, I mean, you're always going to have that. Some people are like, oh my God, I absolutely love it. I have many, many feelings about Kenobi, good and bad.
Right. Mine are mostly good right now, just to go on the record.
I am too. I think that the first two episodes of this are better than the first two episodes of Book of Boba, because Book of Boba was kind of slow and drawn out.
Yeah, this is right. Episode two is insane.
I don't feel like this is the Mandalorian killer for a Star Wars show that we have been necessarily thinking we would ultimately get. But it's good. It's great. I guess like just sort of as a just initial takeaway, and then we'll start really diving in. I think a bigger budget movie would have been the better way to go. I'm not saying the show is bad or anything, but just we had talked about that and we had said, man, I almost feel like when we saw the original trailer, we're like, man, I feel like you guys, because the response was so great, it's like, I feel like you should have made this a movie, because then we would view it with like Rogue One and, you know, the status of a movie as opposed to a show.
Yeah. And again, this is sort of a kind of, what is it, 6 episodes, right? I think is what this is.
Yeah. So it's going to be longer than it's already like pretty much longer than one movie. I mean, it's we're already at like an hour and a half or something. So it'll end up being a longer thing than a movie. But I feel like you could definitely condense it down.
Oh, yeah.
You could have changed it up and made it to be a movie.
So let me go into one of my biggest worries coming into this. You know, first of all, I love the first two episodes. The second episode blew me away, and I was like, let's go. The first one was sort of like, all right, I'm easing it. Reva, it was a little off-putting for me for a hot second. Just so aggressive, and I'm like, what the heck, dude?
It feels just a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. But it's okay. I mean, it's over-exaggerated, I think, for a reason, which we'll just have to kind of see and find out, you know. But I guess what I really like, man, is that I couldn't think of a really good reason to take Obi-Wan off of Tatooine. And even when they said Leia, it was like, okay, sure, Leia. But he turned it down and Bail Organa still came and called him out on his stuff. Basically said, it's not about Luke, right? Luke is important. We lost Leia. One of the children of Anakin and Padme is missing and is at stake. And when I thought about it, I was like, okay, yeah, his responsibility is to Luke. True. But really, I mean, really made me stop and go, hold on a second. That is the only person Bail would trust. They don't want her identity to be known. You don't want her anywhere near the Empire. They've kept her on Alderaan. They've kept her real kind of, you know, quiet or whatever. She clearly is putting off these force sensitivity vibes with her cousin, the whole conversation that's going on there. So to me, when he shows up and makes that plea and says, hey, look, you've made mistakes. We've made mistakes. She is just as important as Luke. And Luke is fine. And Owen was like, we don't want you in our lives. Really, as far as Obi-Wan knows, there is not necessarily a threat to Luke, even though the Inquisitors were right kind of there and stuff. But I think he thinks, okay, Nari's dead. And the Inquisitors actually left the planet. Now, we just see that Reva's got kind of her own little agenda here. But I just love that because it makes me feel more comfortable with why Obi-Wan would go. And then to see him with Leia, I was like, that was for me heartwarming. And I love that there's more Leia and the Padme reference and stuff. You're like,
that was great.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So much of the sort of building they're doing to Star Wars in general has been really good. Except there was one line I did not like where the Grand Inquisitor is talking to Reva. And he says, I can't even remember exactly what he says, but he's saying like all of the whatever in the world wouldn't get you anywhere. And it's like, he wouldn't say world. I feel like somebody messed that line up.
Yeah.
He would say all of the whatever it was, ambition or whatever in the galaxy.
Right.
It's like, you wouldn't say world. They just came to this planet. That was
a little weird. Yeah.
Dave Filoni wouldn't let that thing happen. Okay?
A little dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I know. So there was got a couple comments here that I want to bring up real quick. There was Master Binks again. Obi-Wan rescuing Leia really counters what Luke was going through during The Last Jedi, which I liked, having someone like Bail confronting him. Totally different. That is a really interesting point, is that like they're both in quote exile, and the way Obi-Wan comes back out of it. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation, Master Binks, but I'm with you on it, because it's like I loved what would draw him out. Also, you really felt like, Matt, he hadn't used the Force in 10 years. Yes. You know, I mean, he'd buried their lightsabers.
Like, I mean, is that all we do on Tatooine, is bury lightsabers in the sand?
Well, I mean, yeah.
What do we do?
That actually
is that just the new thing?
There was no reason really for Rey to bury those lightsabers. There actually is a reason for Obi-Wan.
How many places has that lightsaber been buried on Tatooine?
I don't
periods of time.
So unbelievable. That was actually kind of funny. I was like, what the? Okay. It makes sense. I figured he would just have it hidden somewhere. It was really cool to see them both together and side by side, but that made you feel more like, in what he told Nari. Nari's the other Jedi, yes, right?
The Jedi, like, who shows up there for a second.
First of all, we don't know, and I said this in my breakdown. I'm like, why did he? How did he figure out Kenobi? He was looking for Kenobi, right? They've been following that trace for 10 years. So clearly, Kenobi did some misleading, and people don't know exactly where he's at. Now, the fact that Reva knows Anakin Skywalker is Lord Vader. Tells you that,
yeah,
that's a little too much. I mean, I'm wondering how she got that information, and how much of his life has been hidden. Is he giving that tidbit, or, you know, I feel like Vader and Reva are talking more, and we're going to see that later. I feel like there's something that has gone, like, she's put him on he's put her on a personal hunt to kind of help see this through. Whereas I think, like, because I've read in the comics and stuff, Palpatine's sort of like, Kenobi's dead. We haven't seen him in 10 years. Like, move on.
Well, Vader, I did like that. We did get, you know, that was a good one, that Kenobi is realizing that Anakin is actually still alive.
Yes. For the first time.
Very, he's been very living good. In the Outer Rim in a cave. So, right.
And I was explaining that to Lottie, and I was just, she's like, wow, I didn't even think about that. And that's like, it's one of those things that, just like with Leia after Episode 6, people don't realize that, you know, people still in the originals don't realize who Vader really is, right? That he's Anakin. Right. So that's
one of the things one of the things I love about Shadows of the Empire is Prince Sizor standing there, and it's revealed right in the opening thing, and he's like, whoa, he gets all that information because Palpatine is sort of like playing, you know, like giving him this information to kind of keep Vader in check a little bit.
Absolutely. So
it's like a big deal.
It's cool. It's really cool. Really great comment here from Master Binks. Again, Jawas are also so underrated. Star Wars, that they really ground the galaxy, like the Tika. I'm telling you, that was such a heartwarming. That's how you do it. You use Ewoks, you use Jawa, you don't put porgs in. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? You use creatures that communicate, that are Star Wars, and that have that kind of, because whenever Pelimoto was talking to that Jawa, the little traitor, you know what I mean? In the Mandalorian. Great. So Tika is named and having this full on conversation. It's got the old Jedi belt, and I mean, the back and forth with, like, something, one of his units is like, some stolen parts had been taken. He's like, Tika, if you're going to steal my parts and sell them back to me, at least clean them. You know, it was just hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What'd you see? What?
We just got the trailer. The trailer just came out for Jedi Fallen Survivor.
What?
Yeah, it just dropped. It's crazy.
News is happening right now. Like, let's if you go take your time. If you can get that on there, pull up. We'll do a live and we'll cut it out and everything, which is awesome, because there's other news that just dropped prior to us recording, which is High Republic stuff we want to get to, you know, here in a second. But I'm down to interrupt and watch this. I mean, this is.
Yeah, give me 1 second, man.
Man, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I have been looking forward to talking to Matt all day long, because I'm like, I've been watching just on and off the feed. It's been so good. I know it's Friday, but I was like expecting some of these big drops. I'm surprised it was the live stage where they dropped some of the Jedi, you know, quest stuff. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, let's make sure the sound's on there.
Yep. Can you hear it?
Yeah, turn it up a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy.
Tell me, Cal Kestis, why lead when they won't follow? Why? What is your next move, Jedi?
Okay. Huh?
Is that what's her name?
Wait, who is that? What is that?
The Dark Sister girl he's like with?
I have no idea. Jedi Survivor. Let's go, though. I mean, I'm down. We're going to take a second look at that back to tank. That was cool. So, you know, for folks on the podcast, that was all that's the Jedi Survivor, Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
You're right. Because there's the Dark Sister girl. I always forget what her name is. That he sort of, you can tell there's something going on there.
Right.
But between the two.
Man, but there was the other guy with the red lightsaber.
Yeah, you can't really tell who that is.
Isn't that the guy from episode 3 that is this the Grand Inquisitor? I don't know, right? I mean,
no.
He looks like he's got the same teeth as what's his name? Can't think of his name right now. Man, look at that lightsaber though. Look at that. Cal, let's go. Cal Kestis, man. He's a survivor. This guy right there. Yeah.
He looks like the guy on Where is the Obi-Wan goes, where he has to fight?
Yeah, guys, what is that plan? Episode 3, he goes and takes on Grievous.
It's not Utapau.
I think it is.
Is it Utapau? Yeah.
Let's see. Grievous fight.
I think it is.
Yeah, because there was, I forget what the name of those. Utapau is where he's at. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's that guy, though? Let me see here. I totally blanking on his name. Anyway, yeah, that looks exactly like him, and people have always thought, you know, again, like the Grand Inquisitor.
So you can't tell if it's a male or a female.
They're watching us. Yeah. Wow. Long hair.
Kind of hard to tell. I mean, it kind of looks like a guy, but it could be like a suit.
Right. Yeah. Not sure. Yeah, it looks like a. But who? Cal's looking at that. Somebody said, "Is that a young Snoke?"
Says looks like Cal in the tank. Yeah, are they cloning him?
Oh, okay. It looks like okay. Charles popping in here. Interesting. If they wow, how would they do that? Wow,
don't know.
I'm down. Looks interesting. Really cool,
what 2023? We don't know when. So that's about what I've been saying. I think my guess is it's gonna be holiday 2022 or like September, October, or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Looks really cool. So just as a recap on that, right? At the end, the whole bit was about the holocron with all the youngling names and stuff, right? All the force potential individuals. So wonder where this kind of goes from there. He's still a survivor? He's still being chased by Inquisitors or?
Yeah, it's not confirmed yet, but it seems like it's probably only going to be so it will not be like last gen now that we're in current gen. So like PlayStation 4 or Xbox One probably won't get the game.
Okay.
But 5, Series X, and PC.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, definitely not Switch, obviously.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. That just dropped, guys. So that was the Star Wars Celebration. Yeah,
it was about 10 minutes ago. So I epic. Think. Oh no, sorry. It was 2:03. It was earlier today, I guess.
Oh, was see, I just popped in. I've been popping in and out.
Right. And it's what happens. Else.
Let me pull up the Star Wars Twitter if you don't mind. Just to share the screen real quick.
Yes, go right ahead. Just to make sure we're all caught up. Really? Ian McDiarmid says, don't get your hopes up on him appearing in the Obi-Wan show.
But Andor, right? Isn't that the kind of, he's been hinting at maybe Andor. Rumor.
What's that? Yeah. Young Jedi Adventures.
That's it, my friend. So Young Jedi Adventures, that is, they just announced it. It is the High Republic series. But what decided to do is, I saw the panel where they just came out in the live stage and just literally, this was for live stage people only. They just said, hey, we're going to announce this here. It is, let me go back here and click so I can read it. Yeah, set during the High Republic era, the original series follows younglings as they study the ways of the Force and become Jedi. Compassion, self-discipline, teamwork, patience, and friendship. Young Jedi Adventures is coming to Disney Plus and Disney Junior in the spring of 2023. So that's kind of cool. From what I heard on the stage, it's going to be so
that'll Yoda. Be after Mando. That'll be after Mandalorian.
Yeah, it'll be after Mandalorian. That will be kind of the new thing. It's a big hook to kind of get kids into. We really like the Test of Courage and some of those younger junior novels were really good. So I heard that it's like Yoda. You know, again, the connection here is that you've got Grogu, which is also trending, right? Baby Yoda. So now kids are going to see Master Yoda teaching other kids. They're going to learn from Master Yoda during that time. He's strictly kind of working with some many Padawans.
There is a new Lego Star Wars not game, but another movie, Lego Star Wars movie coming.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars Summer Vacation.
Summer Vacation. Okay. All right. When is that?
Well, the August 5th this year.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Now, I did like the holiday special, the Lego holiday special. The Halloween one was just, it's obviously meant for a younger audience, but I don't even think they were into it.
Right. Yeah. I just saw just a little bit of it. You know, I didn't really. Oh my God. Look at this. Look at Hayden walking around there. I'm on Star Wars Twitter feed, just taking a look at some of the behind the scenes stuff we've got here. He's loving it. Seeing him at the end in that back to tank.
Go back up. There's the thing.
Oh, this is it. Summer Vacation right here.
Yeah. I don't think there's I think it's just that.
This summer will be fully operational. It's a beach ball with oh my God. It's in the shape of the Death Star. That's hilarious. I love Star Wars Lego. It's just they're so good at what they do, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I think that is it for any of like the just sort of breaking / whatever Star Wars news that we're seeing. So we'll go back to Kenobi. Yeah, he was in it. I always forget that actor's name, but he was in Eternals.
Let's see here. That is Kamail.
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's like so overwhelmed right now. That's my cousin had a better collection of action figures when we were kids. I was so jealous. I think I just finally pulled ahead. Yes. Master Haja. Like that was such a cool moment. I mean, dude,
right. You could tell like right away though, that he was faking it,
but his sacrifice, my friend, his sacrifice was huge. It's just like,
yes,
I just think it's so cool because he's sort of, had I had known what you were like, it's almost like he idolizes and he's a big fanboy for the Jedi. Right. And so he's like, well, we're going to pull this whole thing and make a few credits, but he has connections. He knows people. The fact that he stood in there against Reva, that was hilarious. Like his whole thing, because I think of Master Douglas, like we like that Master Douglas character in the High Republic, who's just sort of he's a legit Jedi master. And this is again in literature. So seeing this guy, I don't know, it just added to it just felt cool to see somebody else who was a fan of Jedi trying to cosplay as a Jedi, right? You know, and then he's doing all these tricks with magnets and stuff, and you know, he's really getting people off world, which is still pretty cool.
One other little bit of news here just sort of popped up. Knights of the Old Republic 2. Remember how you know how they've been porting all the old games?
Yeah.
Knights of the Old Republic and Force Unleashed, like the Wii version just hit some of the things. It was at least announced for Switch coming soon. Which earlier like this year, I think we got Knights of the Old Republic 1. I bought it. I haven't touched it on my Switch yet, but I've obviously played the game and stuff like that. So Knights of the Old Republic 2 is now getting a port.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. I think they had a whole panel on games and video games and upcoming stuff. That must have been one of the big things from today. So, man, look at these posters. These posters are pretty cool. You know,
I don't know. I think it's weird. I don't like it.
I think it's weird. Yeah, I just got the twin sun kind of thing.
But it's just, I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of this particular poster.
Yeah,
just weird. We just go. Weird. Weird to me.
Yeah. That's like I'm
that's just fun. Not my I mean it's not my visual aesthetic pleaser.
Right. Yeah, so looking at news, I think that was the big big video game trailer. And then the High Republic stuff. Again, they're still live, I believe, over there.
Yeah, because Knights of the Republic was just announced like 5 minutes ago. So yeah. there's stuff still coming out. So okay. So sort of back here, I guess, as to thoughts on
Kenobi. Yeah, man. There was so much to like. A lot of the creatures, and as I was doing my breakdown and looking through stuff, a lot of the creatures and or references in dialogue were to Rebels, actually, which was this whole era. Yes. Like Purgle, right? The whale-like creatures. That was something Bail Organa said, which is exactly what Ezra Bridger kind of, you know, hauls off on. That thing, you know, Obi-Wan's at that meatpacking kind of plant or whatever, that on-site location.
It didn't look very sanitary.
It did not. There was sand. I guarantee there was sand all mixed up in that meat. But that was like a Tibbity or something. It was, again, a little creature that's like kind of related to Minock or whatever. It's over in Rebels again. So thought that was kind of cool. So, yeah, just little things like that were pretty cool world building. You know, I think when we first read the spoilers about the toy ship, I was kind of like, okay, what's up with that? But, you know, now that I saw it and I saw like Tika and I saw the Jawa kind of interacting with him saving up some of his credits to get this, to stay close with the boy. Really what they sold me on in this is that Kenobi loved Anakin. Right. Obi-Wan loved Anakin, and he feels like he let his master down. He feels like he let his master Qui-Gon down and the Jedi Order and Padme and everything. He has the dreams, the night terrors, the stuff that he's dealing with. And so he wants to connect with this boy. He wants a chance for redemption. And Uncle Owen's saying, no, you know, you didn't train his father well. I don't want that life for him. They're hunting Jedi right now. The Inquisitors, they're here. They just held a lightsaber to Owen's throat, which, by the way, at that point, I like see the presentation of all of this. Now I'm like, okay, like that's scary. That is like, I mean, again, I know he lives, but it's sort of like I'm starting to get the weight of these Inquisitors with Obi-Wan and how dangerous it is for him to use his force powers and to be openly out there. Once he's out there and he attacks them and takes them on, he then has to go into hiding wherever that location is where he strikes. It will be a hot spot. People will come in, investigate it, try to pick up the trail and say, where did Kenobi go from here? So if it's on Tatooine, it would definitely lead straight to Luke if there's a fight there. So it's like, wow, he cannot expose himself there. He is the only protection that Luke has. Reva says to Uncle Owen, can you protect your family from me? No, like he cannot, you know what I mean? So like, that's what Obi-Wan is there for. And so through that line, I think although Uncle Owen says sort of like, I didn't do it for you, right? He didn't give up Obi-Wan for Obi-Wan. It was for Luke and the family. Right. But in that moment, I think he did realize if they come for Luke, I will want old Ben Kenobi to be there.
Right.
So that was sick.
Because one time old Ben isn't there.
I know.
And I bet Owen wishes he was.
I bet. Exactly. So, yeah, that was that part for me. I really felt the weight of his relationship, the connection to the prequels. By the way, John Williams coming back and writing that whole Kenobi theme and stuff. Definitely feel that you needed that. It felt like the prequels. It felt distant. There were echoes of it. Right. There were echoes of the prequels there. This little comm unit. Hmm. My God, like Obi-Wan's little comm unit is right there. That's exactly
still works.
No sand or nothing, you know? Like unbelievable. Oh, Master Binks. Jeez, Master Binks just comes in here and drops some really good comments. I love this. Do you guys think we're gonna see Vader visiting Padme's tomb?
That would be great.
If they did it, I would be cool. If we don't see it, it is what it is. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff that the what pulls on the heartstrings is that kind of stuff. You know, I didn't know that I was going to like Leia as much. Honestly, when Matt and I talked about some of the spoilers, I was like, I don't know, really.
I know.
But this little girl does such a good job. I think her acting is actually pretty good. Don't you think her acting is pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
For a kid for 10. I don't think she's 10 years old. I think she's like 8. And they're gonna like grow. She's gonna grow into this role. Won't surprise
I also
me
like that she's clearly using the Force.
I know
she doesn't know it.
I know, when she with her cousin, a little force slide down the hill, you know. I mean, you have to suspend a little when the whole chase is happening, and how can they not chase her down? She has the freaking force, you know, like that's for me what's going on. So I love Leia. I flat out love that she's in it, and I love Bail Organa coming to Obi-Wan. That felt like the only thing that would take him away from there was a personal one-on-one. I'm in your cave, and I'm asking you man to man to go get my daughter, Anakin's now, see, daughter.
He must go back and get a house, because that's not the cave right. He's in.
He's saving those credits up, right? He's pretty daggone poor. Right. How did he not like take a stash of like, you know,
I know,
credits from the when they went in? Maybe he spent them all. He was living in luxury for five years.
How many credits? Well, I don't know. They changed from
what was Republic their salary?
Imperial.
What was their? Yeah, their Republic credits are no good.
They do get paid, don't they? The Jedi?
They absolutely. Have money, they had stipends. Yeah, they were. They had some money. So
you get more if you're a master.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Yeah. Crazy. Also, yeah. Again, Lola was pretty cool. The whole droid connection. Did you see? So we saw C-3PO. And then R2-D2 is hard to see, but he's there just off to the side when Bail comes down after Leia's gone. I'll try to find.
What about the clone? We got a little Emerald Morrison.
Oh my gosh, dude! That's the kind of stuff. And like, even Lottie was saying, she was like, "Isn't that like that's not a stormtrooper? That's the clone trooper." Yeah, exactly. And then, so that helps build up this where are we at time period. That character is so much older now. Boba again didn't have the age acceleration, therefore he's older, like again post episode right. 6, which was genius. Like this is so smart, and the fact that Obi-Wan fought alongside those clone troopers and tips him and stuff and gives him some money, I just was like, this was cool. Also the spice, the whole like running the whole the getting right. the behind the
criminal
scene.
Underworld and everything. That planet right. looks really cool too. Just like the neon lights and everything.
Absolutely.
When we saw the pictures, I was like, I don't know, like the Vanity Fair pictures. But now sort of seeing it in action, I think I like it a little bit more than I thought I was going to.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was neat how the kids are kind of working there together. I almost wonder, I don't know if we're going to come back to that planet or not, but it was that Haja is still alive, and I kind of feel like he's connected to some other friends, like wherever they're traveling to. So we can get into predictions later, but like wherever they're traveling to, Haja knows those people, and he was sent there by Master Haja. I'm gonna keep calling him Master Haja, by the way. I think I'm saying his name right.
I hope we're saying it right.
Haja, you guys help me out. Haj, Master Haj, maybe there's no in the end. Master Haj, yeah, or Haja. Anyway, so freaking sick though. I thought he was hilarious. I don't know. I mean, people might not like that part, but I really thought he did a good job and the comedy was there. So, all right, here we go. Yeah. So
I almost thought the clone was, I thought it was going to end up being Commander Cody.
All right. And I wonder if we're going to see, you've got Temuera Morrison there. Do we see more clones or, you know, because remember in Rebels, like some of them are still, they've cut their chips out. They're good. Would we maybe see some of them in this place that Obi-Wan and Leia are going to? Because they're not going right back to Alderaan. They're going to go, you know, bounce around from a few systems or planets before they get back. So could it be that there's some, you know, clones waiting there or whatever? That'd be crazy. I feel like that kids would love that. I mean, this generation, like right. Order 66.
They love the clones.
They love the clones. And
they do.
Yeah, I think people are already. I saw some comments like, they are already asking the question, who was that clone? Which one was that?
I think he's just a random.
Yeah.
A random clone.
They'll name him.
That's going to be. Yeah. Wow. What about Hayden in the suit at the very end? The Vader tease.
Right. I think it's awesome. I really do. I hope we see again, you know, more of him.
They've been rumored to fight in episode 3.
Right, exactly. So he said that he's in the suit. He's talked about being in the suit. He forgot how during the interview he was talking about how hot it was and how irritating and everything. People were making jokes right. Was there sand in the suit? You know? I was like, oh my god. But yeah, I think it'll be really cool to see him talk, to see him deliver some lines. Right, that's gonna be.
But if he's in the suit,
See,
it better be James Earl Jones.
It will be. I think it will be. I do think that's going to be a case. I think, though, remember when
anybody asked James Earl Jones if he was brought back for this?
I don't know. I haven't. Yeah, do you guys, if anybody in the comments knows, I hope he's back.
Because we've looked. Yeah.
You have really good voice actors who could do it, but he's, I think he was still, he did something a year or two ago, didn't he? He was like still active, as far as I knew. So, because you got to have his voice. Now, what I'm proposing is that just like in episode 5, you know, Vader does have his helmet off from time to time when he's in a particular chamber. So when he's in a controlled environment, he can take that helmet off, and we see the helmet coming down. Was it Admiral Piet, or one of the admirals was coming around, and they were talking to him in episode 5. And when that, right before he talks to them, the helmet comes on. But prior to that, he was just chilling there in his little room. So I definitely think there is room for him to turn in his chair, be unmasked, and to talk to Reva or someone, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At one point, Hayden Christensen in some interview, he was specifically asked if James Earl Jones was voicing it, and he said no comment.
Okay.
Which means
yes. Which means yes. Yeah.
Now, what I do think they should do is I think they should do what they did in Rebels and have his face, you know, have his mask get cut, and then he can hear Anakin's voice and Darth Vader's voice.
Yeah, they should totally just redo that again. It's fine. I don't think anyone's going to be, you know, upset about that or whatever. I do think, it's fair though that like, well, I don't know. I think you can have both. I think you can have one scene where he's talking to like the mask is coming down and he's talking to Reva or whatever. And he gives a few instructions and then, you know, she steps back or whoever the Grand Inquisitor steps back and then the mask comes down and then he speaks in Vader's voice. You know, that would really, I think, I don't know. I know people want to hear Hayden talking. I think we might get a flashback still with him too. Something new, maybe.
Yeah, know. You know, the only thing that technically doesn't make sense is I think in episode 5 when he's having his suit put on,
yeah,
and he's talking.
Yeah, he doesn't speak without his helmet.
He doesn't. He doesn't speak until he has his helmet on.
Right. Now, I remember and he does. And again, he was dying when he did this, but he does speak to Luke.
That's in 6.
Right. But that helmet is coming down. The chair is spinning. I'm just saying, like,
clearly, in episode five, I'm just trying to remember exactly how that scene goes.
Right. It's coming down. And like, you can see the Admiral kind of like, oh, should I be here? Should I not be here?
Right.
A kind of awkward thing. So, yeah. But yeah, he doesn't speak without it until that helmet comes down. Yeah. Which I just feel like you could get 1 or 2 seconds of Hayden having a quick conversation about where's Obi-Wan. You know, just mentioning Obi-Wan's name or something.
Yeah, because they're like, Hayden's going to be in him. I'm like, I'm just like, you don't know that you really need him. I mean, except for cool scenes like that, because obviously you're going to have him in the suit, but like for what? I mean, he's not.
Right.
Yeah. I guess.
I think the cool thing too, though, just
like how much is he actually in the suit? Because like, they're not doing all the stunts. Not doing all the stunts as Vader.
From what I heard, so David Prowse, who was always in the suit,
he's dead.
He was always in the suit though, right? I mean, no one else was like, you didn't need somebody else coming doing. I heard Hayden's in it the whole time you see it. It's
that's
Hayden,
pretty sweet.
Which so
he just wanted to do it,
right? You get it's a job, you get paid for it. It's the idea of being back because they ask him like, what's it like to be in the suit? And he's in it. He said he forgot how heavy it was. And how much it was to kind of work around in the suit and how hot and sweaty, you know, that you get in.
Well, he must have only been in that actual suit.
Oh, yeah. He was only in that for a scene or two. Right.
In episode three,
he didn't do it in.
But if you go watch that scene, it's like super CG.
Yeah.
The only moment is when the helmet comes down and then it's like. Then he does like the real robotic, you know,
right. Like, you know, somebody said something. I had one of our new subscribers. Thanks, by the way, we're over 10,000. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Honestly. So huge. We can't thank you enough. So, we had one of our new subscribers. He was like, hey, did you know that Vader's, like he has like a force yell or like a force voice. So to them, see, I love this spirit. I mean, say what it is, whether he was using like just a force pulse and it pulsed from his body and blew everything up, they interpret it as when he said no, right, that it was actually his voice that caused all of that, right? It was force voice. And so it's just kind of funny to hear the kids talking about that and stuff, and it's just like that's the spirit of it. That's, you know, it's for kids, and it's really cool to kind of embellish and hear it spun a different way, you know. So that was neat. So shout out to those kids. But
so next episode, you think they fight?
Whoa. Let's see. Yeah, because we've, again, this is kind of spoiler leakish stuff. I mean, just some of the stuff we've read is maybe that, well, that was somebody in the comments too, so I don't know if that was really real or not, but I think we've heard there might be two fights, at least one. We're sure there's one.
Right.
So, yeah, I for sure we are seeing Vader next episode, whether it's just talking to Inquisitors, figuring out what the heck happened to the Grand Inquisitor or something. He's full on going to have a conversation with Reva, and I know there's something else going on between those two.
And then how do we get Leia off this planet?
Right. So they're on they're on that transport, and it's like where they're going to this new location that you know, they were sent to. And it's like, okay, once they get there, they're being tracked. People are talking about other bounty hunters. We had T-Rex bounty hunter in this episode, which that guy looking just like a T-Rex. I totally thought
we were going to see Cad Bane, because remember, everyone was like, oh, you look at it, it looks like it could be Cad Bane. Wasn't that the case?
Right, because that shot looked like where people were seeing a silhouetted Cad Bane was in this in Dayu, right, or whatever.
And we did, we did not end up getting it. I mean, which is okay. I mean, it's not the end of the world or anything, but I was kind of thinking we'd get that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we'll go back there, or maybe it's a different location. We had it wrong or something, but I think we might see him still chased by some bounty hunters. Again, it's got to be, you can't do too much of that, because it's got to be, you have so many Inquisitors in this and they're all cast. Yeah. So I feel like you really got to use them. But we know like the fifth brother lives, I believe. And we know the Grand Inquisitor lives. So the ones that are, I don't know what anybody in the comments know the other one with the little tentacles, right? I don't know her. I'll look her up real quick. But yeah, I don't know if she lives actually. Can't actually recall, so have to look into that, because one of them's got to die. I want to see Obi-Wan take one of them out. Sorry, I want to see him ignite the blue,
and then who kills Reva? Is it Vader or is it Obi-Wan?
That's a great question. So see, something, her death has got to be, I know it's very much gonna be like Cal Kestis, right? The whole situation where you have an Inquisitor who is like so torn, you know, back and forth.
Right.
But it feels like what they just said in this was that Reva was a street rat who wasn't raised by the Jedi, maybe, or something. That's just what I'm feeling. I could be totally wrong.
But it seems like she might have been one of those kids that was at the temple.
Oh my gosh. You think? Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is the exact same case as the Inquisitor that's in Jedi Fallen Order.
Master Sierra Junda or whatever was her master and fought to you know, make sure she got away, but she doesn't actually get away. And that, again, it's a good device, you know. It's just we've kind of seen it, so we'll see if there's Jeremy, Reva was a Padawan. Everyone is saying that you see her at the beginning. I have to go click on, let me get Disney Plus pulled up here again. I just want to click on that scene. Was really cool. Did you like that scene?
Oh no, that scene is great.
I was like, "Is Grogu?" I'm like, looking for Grogu,
and I'm gonna rewatch it after this. But I sort of watched it at work.
Yeah. Oh man, it's like after watching it a couple more times too, I caught a few more just the dialogues. Things. Yeah, like I think the dialogue was really good, and they that really helped me kind of just understand the stakes here, you know. So let me just click through here. The recap I thought was really important and really good.
You know, I actually liked another scene. I liked was when she walks into the bar and is trying to figure out if anybody knows anything about the Jedi, and then she throws the knife at the guy's face, knowing that the Jedi will stand up and like
use the force.
That was a cool scene.
Smart, very, very, very smart. Yep. Oh my gosh, dude, they're totally right. So there's a little girl here who's running. Her master is trying to get them all out of there. Dear God, they are fighting like crazy. That's awesome. And I totally, they're going to name this Jedi, whoever she is.
Was that Flea from the Chili Peppers? It looked like it.
It was. That's what they said. That's what isn't it?
Was it Flea? I don't know. The basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's what I heard everyone was saying. I was like, huh? So yeah, that was really cool.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Okay. It is Flea.
Okay. So, yeah, if you pause this, you can totally see these five Padawan step up here, and one of them, and they actually even zoom in and they turn. And I think it's either the girl that says we run, like the two boys turn and look.
Right.
At her. Yeah.
Because there's like a handful of them. She says like, we need to run. Yeah.
Yeah. That's her. Dang. Great, guys. I see again. This is why we could go back and rewatch all these. They actually in the closed captions mention this Jedi's name with the green lightsaber here. See if I can catch it for you guys.
Because, you know, actually, and I saw some people talk about it on Twitter, and obviously, like, you know, you can't expect this, but man, talk about the absolute worst timing to have that scene be your opening scene.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, now we're going to have like, could not have been worse.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I know it sucks. So, that character, that Jedi that is helping protect, what I guess is Reva. Her name is Velti. It says Velti Groening. So Jedi Velti, I guess. I could be wrong. I'm going to go do some more research on that. This is our first day kind of.
Right. And this is also this and sort of a Star Wars thing, just making sure.
Let's see.
Yeah, make sure there's no other big Star Wars news, because like so much stuff is going on all at once.
Right. What we got? We got a couple of our friends popping in here. Andrew, what'd you think? You know, did you think of Kenobi Ryan? Yep. Saw online Tamora Morrison played that veteran. Yeah. Yep. We talked about the clone veteran. Yeah, give us your thoughts, guys, in the comments. What'd you guys think of Kenobi episode 1 and 2? Did you like Leia?
June 8th, by the way, is the day that Knights of the Old Republic 2 is coming out for everything.
Okay. Sick. Let me click over here and see if the old live stream, I think, is still going.
And my guess is that if you want to buy a physical version, you can. This was the limited run, is this company that does, especially for digital games, they sort of get their hands on how to make like a physical copy of it, and these super cool collectors. So this was their collector version for Knights of the Old Republic 1 when it came out a few months ago or whatever.
Okay.
So they'll probably have another sort of something similar for Knights 2, which I, you know, between those two games, it's kind of hard because Knights 1 definitely has a better story. Like, it's not even close.
Right.
But Knights 2 has just so much more expanded gameplay.
Okay.
They're both great. They're both excellent, amazing. I mean, two of the best Star Wars games. I mean, Knights is probably, in many people's eyes, still the best Star Wars game. It's typically ranked number one.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Hear me out. I'm glad they're doing this. I know it's Star Wars Celebration, so we're talking some news and stuff as well. Kathy Kennedy came out the other day, and people were waiting for a big announcement. She didn't give one. But they were people in the crowd were yelling Old Republic. Old Republic, and she just kind of like looked and grinned, and as if like maybe that's not something she's like, no, you know, she didn't give any announcements or anything. I was watching it live and I was sort of like, okay, but that's the big one. I don't know when they're gonna do it. That's the Kevin Feige. I feel like,
right,
you let him run that, like, you could.
And Andrew's asking here in the chat, that is not the remake, right. That is a port of the original version, so that was probably like 2004 or something like that,
right. Right. Yeah. So let me click out of here real quick. I'm gonna go back to the Twitter and just check real quick one more time for any updates. Panel's still going on. They're talking to, who are they talking to now? Doug Chang. He's on the Star Wars Celebration stage. Not sure. Probably some just behind the scenes stuff. Let's see. Yeah. That, I think they're wrapping up on kind of news today. So anyway. Yeah. Oh my God, George Lucas's response upon seeing Anthony Daniels on set, quote, now Star Wars has arrived.
Let's go.
Oh, that's awesome. Because they said they brought him on set, right? For a couple of these different things. He's there. So yeah. Oh my God, what is this? I want my own spinoff. Your own spinoff? Anakin, the entire saga is your spinoff. Oh, that's hilarious.
I know. It was funny. Teresa and I were sending each other. I was showing her a meme and stuff like that yesterday. And it was all like, there's so many memes right now about Netflix being like, sitting there being like, you know, why can't we watch Stranger Things? Because right. of Obi-Wan. You because know, of Obi-Wan. Because of Obi-Wan. But you're telling me I have to wait to watch Stranger Things?
Oh, that is so funny. Like, the prequels meme people are just, they're relentless. Like, that's just so ridiculous. That's awesome. Couple more things. I'm doing a click through here. If you guys have any more thoughts, we'll kind of Matt's gonna go watch it after this. I'm gonna go watch Top Gun here later and get after it. So did you see the part? We always have to have like a severed hand or like a missing hand.
Yes.
Reva goes right over and cuts that lady's hand off. What? The part where it was like, it's almost too much. You're like, come on now. So yeah, there he is. That's our veteran.
That was so cool to see that.
Right. Still got his armor and everything. He's fallen on hard times. He's definitely fallen on hard times.
Yes. Yes.
Really cool. Really cool. Let me see here. What else you got there? So she is going to go back here. Some really cool. Hey, you know, we didn't mention this.
So here, there's some news about Fallen Order. Is that it will, or Fallen Survivor, sorry, will take place 5 years after Jedi Fallen Order, which means it, according to the timeline, is concurrent with Obi-Wan.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So
that means, I thought Fallen Order was going on. I thought Fallen Order was going on at the same time as Obi-Wan. If that's the case, then that means Vader already killed that other sister. Maybe Reva's her replacement.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was on the impression, that was a little bit prior to Kenobi. And then I didn't realize how far they were going to go. Well, yeah, this you telling me now that this is concurrent means that you could see Cal Kestis. Sorry to do this. I know it seems like, oh, come on, not everybody has to be in, you know, cameoed or whatever, but they have a legitimate actor playing Cal Kestis. And if you want
Dominic Monaghan, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say something about him?
Yeah.
I don't really know that he's that great of an actor. It was the script and stuff too, but I saw him in Gotham and I don't know, man. Yeah. I didn't like it. I didn't like him as like the Joker, but that's a very, very, very specific, difficult role to play.
Right. I'll say this. I did like him
as Cal Kestis.
Right.
But there's a difference between doing like motion capture and, you know, whatever. Yeah. I have not seen him in anything else.
When did you say that was coming out? Cause Jeremy just said we might see him. Just speculating here that old Cal Kestis might show up in Ahsoka.
It just says 2023, no date. But if I had to guess, I would say probably October.
Mm-hmm. Because we're not going to see Ahsoka until there. I mean, Dave Filoni was at Celebration and said, got to bounce back over to the studio and still filming it right now.
My guess is it is sometime after August.
Okay.
Of next year, because EA, that's typically when they release their sort of big holiday game, is around the October, so then you can get it in November, have it under the tree for Christmas type of a thing. I guarantee you it will not be August, because August is when they release Madden, and next year I think we're getting a college football game, from them, and so they almost never run any other big game in August, because it's all about Madden.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's just kind of cool. I'm just thinking about, you know, when and where Cal Kestis, because I won't be surprised at all if they bring Cal into something.
I think they should. Yeah.
If what you just said, if it's going on concurrently, that would mean like right at this exact same time. So you could actually have him step on to the screen for Kenobi and then the game take place right after we saw him with Kenobi. You know what I mean? Like they could do that. That way we, because you still need that risk factor. Like, okay, does he make it? Right? Does Cal live on, type of thing? So, because you don't want to do something where it's like, okay, well, we saw him alive in Kenobi, and then we flash back to 3 years ago. Well, we know he makes it. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. So what do you wonder? I wonder what Cal. We'll have to come back and do an entire podcast just on that. But what do you think Cal's been doing for these past 5 years?
That's what I was trying
to think. That's a long time.
Right. So is studying, and then like, is he on some quest? He's just surviving, trying to do this whole, because I'm like, maybe he's the, so Nari, right, is shows up in this freaking thing, finding Obi-Wan. I kind of feel like there's something we're missing, because like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I love that the Grandmaster says this, he's not a normal Jedi. And I was like, somebody quote, like write that down.
Well, he's
a great, he's a master. Okay.
Well, he is a master. And I also want to come back at some point and do just a full discussion on this, because sometimes I think when we think about the power scaling of Jedi, like I don't know what it is, but I think we always sort of think like Obi-Wan, again, he has the most impressive on-screen feats. Mm-hmm. Although now I think you could probably argue Luke's up there too, at least in terms of on-screen.
Right.
But Anakin does say that he is as powerful as Windu.
I know he does.
Does that mean that he actually is? Anakin is theoretically more powerful.
Right.
That's like the whole deal. And Anakin says, no, he is as wise as Yoda and as powerful as Windu.
I know, man. I've always loved that. Now, again, he's kind of bragging about his master. But friends, that's why I love when the Grand Inquisitor said, this is no normal Jedi. Also, when he's evading Reva, it totally is episode 4. It's just Obi-Wan sneaking around, just like he is in the Death Star. Like, that was really cool. Just subtle kind of, we didn't need to do any big action stuff. He even pulls out the lightsaber just like he does in 4, where he kind of like has it out for a second, looks around and doesn't really use it, and then puts it back. I was like, oh, but they had the I don't know, like the mannerisms and everything down of an old Obi-Wan sneaking around. So yeah, but he is super powerful. It's going to be, now I love too, that when he's going to do the force grab on Leia, it takes a second because he has severed himself from the force. You said it last time we were talking, Vader has been training relentlessly in the dark arts. He knows both the light side and the dark side. People always forget this. Is the dark side stronger? Well, you got to go over there to find out. I mean, Yoda doesn't, you know, Yoda's like, no, don't go do it. But I mean, he's been training nonstop, whereas like everyone else has to suppress their force abilities. The moment he uses his force, the force there, every one of those Inquisitors could feel it, could sense it. I mean, they know he's using the force, and so they're tracking him down now. Reva really does sort of show off her what do you want to call it, telepathic connection that she has with people, because she full on knows Uncle Owen knows something and that he's important. She doesn't know what, but she's going to come back to that because she can sense that just walking around the people, she can figure it out. So she's more powerful than I think we realize, because all the other ones are kind of saying you're only here because you are that powerful. Right.
Right.
I mean, so anyway, yeah. Yeah. The next thing is Windu really dead? Wow. Commenting over.
That's a
discussion. If he showed up in Kenobi, I would lose my mind. Like, well, what
that is that would be game changing. One other little piece of Star Wars news just sort of popping up here.
Yeah.
Nothing incredibly out of the ordinary, except Bryce Dallas Howard is now confirmed to be directing an episode of Mandalorian season 3.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, I mean, expected it, but just sort of like it's at least confirmed, which is cool because she's great. I love her episodes.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Her episode in season 1 is my favorite episode of season 1. She did the one with the walker when he goes to the planet and he almost gets with that one girl.
Right. That was great. The kids and everything.
Which is like, yeah.
Yeah, which is cool. You know, that's the thing. I can't kind of, you know, episode 1 is great. We had little Annie, right? We saw little younglings being trained. In that episode you're talking about for Mandalorian, we saw little kids playing with Grogu, and it's like, okay, this is awesome. So now you have a young Leia showing up here, and it's great. You know, Leia is doing her thing, right? So
yeah,
pretty awesome. Just cool stuff.
Yeah, Okay, let me see. Let's dive into the chat a little bit here. Otherwise, Matt, because Ez and I are gonna be here all weekend. I literally have the whole weekend.
Oh yeah,
to hammer out stuff. But I gotta go. I do need to go watch the episodes again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine with that. This is good. This will be good for our kind of initial discussion and everything. And again,
because there's gonna be a ton more news tomorrow too.
Right, and we're gonna have to do a full.
Are there more panels tomorrow?
Yeah, there's more panels tomorrow. Actually, wait, before you go, let me pull some of these up here real quick. Star Wars Celebration schedule, because yeah, so some of the bigger ones we can kind of get an idea of what might be coming here. Let me see. So yeah, Thursday. Okay, let's go down here to Friday. So today we had the Star Wars Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary celebration. That was from 2 to 3. So that was pretty cool. Let's see. Okay. Scroll on down. Saturday. Here we go. Mando Plus, a conversation with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni. That's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. live on the celebration stage. Yeah. In their first appearance at Star Wars Celebration since the premiere of Mandalorian. So that's going to be a whole Mando Plus conversation, which is going to be great. That's the whole panel on that. Then we've got the 1 to 2 p.m. behind the scenes of The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett. So it's going to be, I think, probably different directors and other people who worked on it, along with the showrunners there, too. Star Wars cosplay competition is from 1 to 2. Star Wars Hunters, welcome to the greatest show in the galaxy. That's going to be 1 to 2 as well. Then you have 2:30 to 3:30, you have Tales of the Jedi. Let's see, 4 to 5, you've got Doug Chang designing The Mandalorian. And then you've got 4:30 to 5:30, Marvel Star Wars comics. So we might get some stuff there. Good God, this is packed tomorrow. You've got IMC3PO, Anthony Daniels, and then Del Rey behind the scenes. And then Sunday will be Bad Batch season 2. It's a big thing there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Lots and we don't know when Bad Batch is yet.
No, I'm guessing they're going to show a trailer or which will have a little announcement as to when it's happening. So, yeah, that should be pretty cool. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of interesting because I'm pretty excited for that, actually, Bad Batch season 2.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going on there with Dr. Pershing. I mean, Matt and I saw the leaked kind of Mandalorian teaser trailer. I don't know if they're going to show that tomorrow. We keep saying, like, at some point you got to release it because it's been leaked and you know it's going to get out there. So give people a couple of days for, you know, paying their money to get there to see it first, to see it early. And then I think you got to get it out there because we see stuff with Dr. Pershing. We got all that stuff going on there at Mount Tantus with Grogu and the other and the cloning scientist. So that is going to be intriguing to see how that kind of, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited for that because, you know, where I'm very curious to see what happens with Omega going forward.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Me too. Me too, man. So we'll have to we'll stay tuned until Sunday for that, sort of their big last thing, and then they have kind of their closing ceremony and all that stuff. There's other things as well on Sunday. Well, let me just real quick. I got it still pulled up here.
Yeah, I know. I'm sifting through the news. That's the thing is there's so much news that's like coming out. And people are tweeting. It's like as we're going, it's like, well, dang, what is it? You know, like I gotta try and keep up.
So there on Sunday, just so you guys know, we've got Star Wars, The Bad Batch season 2 out the gate. That's the big one. And then a look back at Star Wars Visions. There might be something there, maybe a round 2 or something. You've got The Wonderful World of Wookiees at 1. Then you've got Star Wars Clone Wars Siege of Mandalore screening. So you've got Dave Collins and Dave Filoni. They are doing a special screening for the Siege of Mandalore, a 4-episode arc that makes up the the final chapters of Clone Wars, which we saw, right? They're just kind of doing.
Okay, so it's nothing new. It's just sort of like here's what we did.
Right, and they're probably their live commentary on it and stopping and talking or something. Yeah, maybe. Right.
What about some of the books? Isn't there some Jedi book? What's the Luke Jedi book?
Yeah, so that really the big thing was the High Republic books that they announced. I don't know if they announced any
of the Sith, right?
Right, that's coming out in June, I think, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Shadow of the Sith, June 28th.
Okay.
So we'll be able to do that live.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a great book to listen on the plane.
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely it is. I'll definitely have to do that. Yeah, because I've already pre-ordered it. I've got it pre-ordered. The other one that everyone's listening to is Brotherhood. Yesterday, everyone was in here telling me I need to read, which is the Anakin Obi-Wan Clone Wars.
Right, book. Is that out? That must have just came out then.
It just came out. So that's one we could kind of, you know, I've got some extra time this summer. I'll listen, get kind of caught up on this because those both look really good, and I'm down to do more there. So. But yeah, friends, this was just sort of our catch up, our kind of celebration catch up, as well as episode 1 and 2. Loved them. Still got some questions about Reva. Don't dislike the character. I think Moses Ingram does a really good job. I know some people were kind of talking about the Inquisitors looking more like cosplayers than.
Yeah, I'm not. Know.
I don't care either way. I'm more like, they're clean, pristine. They're meant to look more like. Imperials look really different than everyone right. else and shiny and stuff. So I'm okay with that, but yeah, we'll just have to kind of see. Can't wait for the next episode. Cannot wait. It's actually got me fired up. So
yeah. Can't wait. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to send us comments, send us emails. So much is going on, and I have the whole weekend to hammer out content. As and I are going to be, we will be back.
Yeah, we will.
And I will be dropping stuff because there's just so much Star Wars news to have to break it all down, as well as covering Stranger Things, and we're going to cover Top Gun once that goes
right.
to season. So stay tuned for like all of our projects and all of this stuff. So there's so much stuff. I'm going to go rewatch Kenobi. Again, right now.
Yes.
So,
good man.
So I need to do that before I start Stranger Things. So awesome. Well, all right, guys. As always, thank you guys for hanging out. And remember that traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting props.